eyes on.
You think you got any thug in you?
Mugs, pugs, thugs.
Whites are mindless stuff.
Oh, hell yeah, they got robbers, thugs, drug dealers, right, you name it.
Thug life.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
Sir, may I see your invitation, please?
Sure. Here's my invitation.
Bill. Where's Bill?
Mr. Stark, you've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't paint it.
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
I don't want to talk about chocolate orange like it was just supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, it's chocolate and it's orange. That's what God...
What the fuck, man?
That's what God...
Chocolate orange! Like there should be a guy looking at you like that with his hands out. Like, what? Chocolate orange.
I can't disagree with that at all. It's chocolate orange.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it. Not lemon. Like the fucking commies, no.
Orange. It's like that, there's that drink, they used to have I don't know how it's pronounced, but they always had the ad for it over the toilet at the draft house.
Tuaca?
Orangina.
You sure you were in the right blue?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think that women would have much more use for orangina than I would.
Well, you see, you don't understand women, Jim.
I never really will.
Yeah.
That goes without saying.
That's how point. Those things connect. Chocolate orange.
And orange.
Woman's loo.
Orangina. Do we even need to try to make sense anymore?
No.
Yeah. Just somebody who's listening for the first time saying, what?
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 This show sucks.
I know some people who are assholes. The folks who said that I'd enjoy this, you didn't tell me that it was an obscure candy show.
That's right. Welcome back.
To the obscure candy
hour. Yeah. Today, Vala milk.
Wow.
You can't eat the whole thing. You're going to diabetic shock.
I want to talk about Toblerone.
Let's do it. And flake. Cadbury flake.
Oh, man.
No, I'm going with this now.
Okay.
I don't know what the topic is, but this is much better.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. So I want to tell you, we're watching Crucible. With my English class, we're reading
Roygen.
The Crucible, Day Lewis.
Of course,
is there another?
Yes,
but not one that
but
matters.
Not one,
yeah,
right.
Really.
It's my name.
Because my whole life, I will only have one. And these two girls in the class were watching it, and he shows up. It's kind of hot. Me and the other guy, teacher, they're like, "Yeah, he's Daniel Day Lewis." That's how it works, ladies. And then they saw, I showed them the beginning of the trailer for There Will Be Blood, and they were like, he ain't hot anymore.
No, he's correct.
Righteous in his indignation.
Correct. Anyway.
Okay, so today we're going to be looking at another one of the IMDb lists. I love the kind of slight miscommunication that we had, where you're like, I downloaded the top 50 action movies from their list, and I was like, really? Yeah, it's got some shit I've never heard of on it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of garbage, basically.
Yeah.
So you can imagine my surprise.
Yeah, I can.
First of all,
yes.
Did we lift this idea from the Hollywood Suite?
No, we did not.
Well, what the fuck?
I know, shit.
How are we even... how is this happening?
I don't know. I tried to steer clear just because, you know, we're not allowed.
That's right.
But, you. You have a very odd list in front of you that varies greatly from mine.
So, screw this list. Let's go with yours.
Yeah, because yours, the number one on yours is a movie that hasn't been released yet.
Elite Squad 2.
From Brazil.
From Brazil.
Brilliant.
Somebody, they stacked the vote on this one. But then second is Inception. This is by ratings. This is what people were sending in votes, I suppose.
What I've got is one of the editors' lists. So it's like the people who the people who bring you the IMDb say, past 20 years, these are the best.
All right.
First, should we listen to that thing?
Sure, that thing with the deal.
That deal. Okay. Here is here's Stu sent us a voicemail about cartoons and
TV shows.
Television shows. So here you go.
Yo, film thugs, it's the real rebel, Stu here. Oh, also the same Stu from the Midnight Movie Cowboys. I just want to give a rant out about the TV party episode that you guys did the other week. And I've got a few things here I just want to bring up. First off, I agree with you guys about the WKRP DVD. I reckon that was a joke when they released that. I didn't even buy it. When I heard that a lot of the music was changed and, you know, they couldn't get the rights for it and that sort of stuff, I just didn't bother with it. I mean, I was really bummed out because I've got a lot of those episodes on VHS, and you know the music in them is pretty good. Even the syndicated episodes, they have changed music on them as well, so they're not complete. I mean, the only time you're going to get them fully complete is when they first aired throughout the 70s and early 80s. But yeah, that was one I was really bummed out about. I've got to disagree with you, Jim, about the young ones. I thought it was brilliant. I watched it when it first came out, and I don't know, maybe it was the times. I don't know if it's still relevant today, the humour in it, but I think it's really funny. I really like it as well. And also, the Brits, in my opinion, have always been the funniest. It's not the Australians. We're terrible doing humour, you know, most of the time. Americans, yeah, they're good, but they've got their problems. Well, same with the Brits, but I've always found the Brits to be the funniest. They've just got that really dry, warped sense of humour that I find rather funny anyway, rather humorous. Another thing I've got to bring up as well is that the Goon Show actually was never a television show. It was only radio, and it actually wasn't sketch either. It was actually, I don't know if you call it sitcom, but it was one story that ran for a 30-minute episode, so it's not really sketch comedy. Didn't know if you guys knew about that or not. Not trying to take any rank over you in the comedy stakes of saying I know more than you guys. Just something I thought I'd bring up for you. And also the show as well. You mentioned, Jim, the 1942 last show, or the last 1942 show, is actually called At Last the 1948 Show. One thing I want to bring up as well is that, you know, right on about the about Deadwood. I find it to be one of the best shows of the 2000s, easily one that I thoroughly enjoyed for all three seasons, and unfortunately it looks like the final two-hour movies aren't going to be happening. You know, I think Ian McShane's up for it, but Timothy Oliphant's not, and you know, I mean, you really need him there, even though he's as good as he is in the show, he's no Ian McShane, but you still do need him there, unfortunately. One thing as well was that Clarkson brought up was the Friday the 13th series. Yeah, that was horrible, but there was also the Freddy Krueger one, Freddy's Nightmares, which was just as poor, if not worse, than the Friday the 13th series. I mean, at least with the Freddy's Nightmares, Robert Englund was on the intro to the episodes, but really that was about it. With the Friday the 13th series, there was no Jason, but it was just as bad nonetheless. One show I really do like is the Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives show. I mean, like, it's not as good as Man vs. Food. Man vs. Food is my favourite travel/lifestyle program, but Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives is really good. And I see what you're saying about Guy Fieri, but he knows when not to overdo it. He knows he's trying to be hip and like he's trying to audition for a Tarantino film or some sort of shit like that, but to me, he's just tolerable. He hasn't pushed himself past that limit just yet where I've started to say, oh, well, I'm tuning out on you, mate. I've had enough. With The Office as well, I'm not a big fan of the British version of The Office. I can't stand Ricky Gervais. I just think he's awful and not very funny at all. And yeah, he may have created the original version of The Office, but I find the American version to be far superior. Yeah, it may have gone on a fraction too long. I think it's on season 6 or 7 by now. I think it's on 7 now, and that's more than enough. It really should have stopped around 4. That would have been more than enough for a situation comedy like that. A couple of titles you guys did miss that I thought you certainly would have brought up was, one was Steven Seagal Lawman. I mean, you guys mentioned how it was the best thing ever, as Jim put it. And I did start watching it. I knew of it, and it wasn't until I actually spoke to Jim not long ago that he said to me it was a real show. I thought it was like Chuck Norris's Walker, Texas Ranger, where Chuck Norris was a star and his name was above the title. And I thought the same as Steven Seagal Lawman. I thought it was Steven Seagal on the show was called Lawman, like a fictitious, you know, weekly drama sort of thing. But now that I know it's, you know, steeped in reality, sort of, I checked it out, and yeah, it was fantastic. I really liked it a lot. A couple of titles I want to bring up that you guys overlooked, I don't know if it's by choice or just by chance, that were around in the 80s and whatever decade they belonged to. One was Crime Story, which ran a couple of seasons. That was a Michael Mann executive produced, I believe it was, starring Dennis Farina and Anthony Dennison. That was a fantastic show, and one should seek out it if you haven't seen it already. Another one was Little Britain, which came out in the early or mid-2000s, and that was hysterically funny. Don't go by Little Britain in the USA if you've seen that, and you're going to sort of gauge it on that, because it's not. The actual 3 seasons they did in Britain were very, very funny shows indeed. Third Rock from the Sun was another one I enjoyed watching immensely, and I've got all those on DVD. My Name is Earl, that was all right for about the first 2 seasons, and it really dropped off the radar, but I thought it needed to be brought up. The Planet of the Apes, live action and animated series from the 70s were ones also I really enjoyed quite a bit. Another one as well was one that ran from, I think, from 94 to 95. It didn't run very long, called The Brothers Grunt. Was an animated one, and it sort of hasn't sort of surfaced on DVD, not to my knowledge anyway, and really got, you know, lost amongst everything over the years. And yeah, that's one you should definitely check out. I'm sure there's clips up on YouTube. I don't really know, but there may be there. Yeah, like, I was looking through my collection as well. I've got a massive cabinet just full of TV series. I collect TV series all the time, and I mean, I'm a massive fan of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons. I collect those, and the Spider-Man, and, you know, the Marvel cartoons, DC cartoons, just sort of, and the Man Who Hasn't Grown Up. But yeah, I really enjoy collecting them. I sit down and watch with my kids as well from time to time. I mean, things as well, like shows like Seinfeld, to me, Seinfeld and The Simpsons, I don't get it. I don't see what the appeal is and what's so funny about it. I've been in a room with about 4 or 5 other people before at a time, and we're all sitting down watching Seinfeld, and they're all laughing uncontrollably, and I just can't work it out. I mean, what's the appeal of this show? It's not funny at all, in my eyes. Same with The Simpsons. I mean, it's gone on for 20 years. Is this too long? I mean, it's just crazy. It's just, how can you drag 20 years out of a cartoon, and a very poor cartoon at that as well? So, and they made a movie out of it, so I don't know. I really don't see the appeal of Seinfeld and The Simpsons. I do want to give out a couple of guilty pleasures of mine. They are both reality shows, and one of them is Strangelove, which starred Flavor Flav and Bridget Nielsen, and it was one that was a precursor to Flavor Flav's Flavor of Love, the 3 series he did it at. I've got the first 2. They were actually pretty funny, but the 3rd one was just horrible. But this was a show he did when he was having a fling with Bridget Nielsen, and it was all filmed, and it's actually quite good. I mean, she's drunk off her tits all the time, and, you know, he's chasing her like a little lapdog, and, I mean, it sort of makes for a voyeuristic soap drama. And my other guilty pleasure is one that ran on the E! Channel for 2 seasons, about 20 episodes. And I know I'm probably going to cop some stick for saying this, but it was a show called Sunset Tan, and I loved it. I mean, come on, what the fuck? Where are you going to see a show episode in and out where you see hot, raging hot fucking chicks in bikinis getting tanned up? Oh, man, I loved it. I've got both those seasons on DVD, and it's fucking awesome. If you're any red-blooded male, you could not possibly dislike it. Anyway, guys, enjoying the show a great deal. Keep them coming. Oh, yeah. kudos for mentioning Walker, Texas Ranger, the single greatest show of all time. All right, guys, take it easy. See you on the Cop Out. Bye.
Man. I think Stu just likes things with moving picture.
No.
I'm in agreement with all that.
Now.
He says, hold on now, James.
What's all this then?
Now, the thing with WKRP, that the music licensing is such a big fucking thing right now with TV shows.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, it'll be on the air once. Okay, no problem. Now we're going to sell it forever.
Right.
And that
makes it a bit different.
A horse of a different fucking color right there. So, what we've got, I'm not really sure what I'll say there. Yes, Steven Scott Lawman is the greatest TV show ever.
It is.
Take it.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yes, that's our gift unto the world, apparently.
Steven Seagal didn't have anything to do with it.
No, it was us. It was us. So,
Where mama at?
Yeah. So, what we've got right here, it's IMDb list. It was like the show that Hunter and I did, except it's all action, quote unquote. So, there's some odd choices on here. So let's bust through this shit, shall we?
Talk at me.
Right, number 20, Mission Impossible 96.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Of the Mission Impossibles, this I think is the... I like 3 until...
I haven't seen it.
Abrams kind of turns it a little bit into a...
episode of Alias?
Yes, very much so. Your levels are showing really fucking low.
Why?
Yeah, there you go. That's hitting. I think, getting right, pull it in a little closer. But, sorry. What we were going to say is, he does, he's got that kind of spy next door thing down pretty well.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I like it, but this, I really dug. And all the people who were like, I can't believe they made Jim Phelps a bad guy. Like, they made who now?
Made who into what now?
He was the character on the original show? Oh, okay. I liked it. I thought it was paced well. I enjoyed the way the action flowed in it, but it's a fucking Mission Impossible movie, for Christ's sake. I mean,
yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, that's a good point. What do you want?
I mean, it's not like Wild Wild West, which was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And they're talking about optioning that again. The guy that created Battlestar Galactica, the remake or whatever, he's trying to reintroduce the Wild Wild West to current day America. Present day America.
That is somehow the strangest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Not well.
I loved that show when I was a kid.
I never saw it when I was a kid.
That's fantastic. I loved it. When I was a kid.
Yeah, when you were a kid. And
so,
there's a lot of things we liked when we were kids that don't necessarily hold up.
Right. Well, whatever.
Yeah. But Mission Impossible, like, it fit, it used the kind of spy shit that they did so well. I mean, it made it a little more believable into how that sort of shit could go down.
Yeah.
Used the technology brilliantly, although I'm still getting, I get more and more tired of the, look, we've only got 8 minutes, you know, we have to keep them on the line, phone call tracking bullshit. Because that's... just whatever. I like the chase sequences. The action beats are cool. Until they felt the need to start repeating them in everything, you know?
Yeah. I've said it before and I'll say it again with Mission Impossible 2. Was how can we make an anime movie live action?
Yeah.
In my opinion. I didn't care for it. But the first one, sure.
Yeah.
I can see that. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Not something I'd own or necessarily watch a lot.
But it was pretty good. I own Mission Impossible 1 because I was able to get it, like, trade-off for, you know, I exchanged some Blu-ray and got it because I had, like, $8 left over and that paid for it, so. The next one I take slight issue with. Though I enjoy it, it signals kind of the death bell for somebody I really, really like. And that's Rush Hour.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
I'm okay with it. I got no problem with it.
No, there's entirely too many other good movies
that
could be on this list.
My issue with that entirely has to do with it's not Jackie Chan.
No.
It just isn't. And I know that there's this You know, oh, but it's blah, blah, blah. No, it fucking is not Jackie Chan. I know Jackie Chan stuff really well. I went through college just absorbing all of it, you know. I saw Armor of God and then Armor of God 2, Operation Condor, before it was translated and the order of them was reversed.
Right.
You know, I had all these Project A and, you know, just tons of that shit that I watched all the time. So I have a very high bar set for Jackie Chan. And nothing he's done in America has even come close. Now, I get that you get older and you can't do the same shit anymore. But no.
Still paid for a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable amount of stuff. And it stopped him from singing, which is good because, you know, he always did the outro songs on his
thing. Yeah, that's
something like, why does everyone in Hong Kong sing? So I think Chow Yun-Fat and John Woo are the only two people who never put out an album. It's like everyone
that you know of.
Yeah, that we know of. There's probably some underground vinyl
there's
out there.
Probably some Chow Yun-Fat REO Speedwagon.
Or he and John
record.
Woo have a fucking.
And if there isn't,
band.
There should be.
Oh yeah, he and John Woo's jug band.
Right.
But sure.
Into the shore, throw away the odds, whatever.
That's how he sings.
Wow. I got no argument there, man. I don't know what to say. Wow. Next, well, but to end on this, to me, Jackie Chan movies are... Once he got to the point that he couldn't do those stunts anymore, he needed to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because his shit, it's insane. And there is risk of catastrophic injury in everything he does. And once he got to where he can't do that anymore, I'm like, okay.
That's... injury, but it's not catastrophic.
Yeah,
injury.
Exactly. I can see where you're gonna hurt yourself, but you're not burning the skin off your hands.
Meh.
Yeah.
To you, sir.
Exactly.
Meh.
Yeah. Your stunting does little to appease me.
Right. It's a thrill ride, but it's not nonstop.
Yeah, exactly. I sensed a few pauses in there, and you were reticent throughout.
Correct.
Next up, this is apparently Training Day is an action movie.
I did not know that.
Yeah, neither did I. I thought that it was more of a drama?
Thriller-ish kind?
I wouldn't even go so much.
No, it's not a thriller.
No.
It's pretty obvious what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And here it goes. Known as a quintessential good guy, Denzel Washington turned back for this gritty movie and won an Oscar for it.
Thank you for your heel turn. Here's an award.
And he was good in it. But
no, it was really good.
But it
seemed like a surprise to everybody else.
Yeah.
That he could play a bad guy. He's a good actor.
It's true.
Exceptionally good actor.
Yeah,
he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
He sure is having a good time playing a bad guy. Oh, yeah. That, like Jimmy Stewart did in Once Upon a Time in the West.
That was...
Peter Fonda, excuse me.
Peter Fonda, yeah.
What? Yeah?
Andy Griffith in...
Although, I like it better with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, it would be pretty awesome.
Play it.
A face in the crowd with Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, even for that matter, Daniel Day-Lewis didn't play a bad guy until Gangs in New York.
And even then,
yeah.
It's kind of up for debate.
Yeah, it all depends on what side
That's
of that
right.
fence you're sitting.
Born right-wise.
I'm an American. It's just odd fucking choice. Next one...
Was that annoying, though, when we went from whispering to shouting?
Do
you have any idea how jarring that is?
You're edging on Blu-ray territory, sir.
All right.
You're edging on Blu-ray.
Well, it's free.
Next up is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
It was an enjoyable actioner. And it was... That's one of those that I saw the once... Don't need to see it again.
No, not really.
I laughed where I needed to. I got into the action where I needed to. I found it enjoyable and entertaining and fun and what have you, but...
They got your money. Move on.
Exactly. There's no need. This next one's fucking wacky.
X versus Sever?
A Perfect Storm.
Clearly, the editors of IMDb have a different idea of action... than us. Actually, in just things moving a lot.
A very drastically different definition, yes.
Now, if that wave and or storm had
guns.
Yes. Oh, if it was like Day After Tomorrow and the storm was chasing them with malicious intent.
Right.
Yes, but it was just a storm there. And the fact that over half that movie is just blind conjecture.
Right. So what about White Squall? By that logic, it should be there as well, right?
Well, White Squall's number one, so I'm just prepping you for that.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert. But A Perfect Storm, how is that action? There's some decent CGI waves, and there is a scene where Seymour Hoffman gets dragged neath the waves.
I think so. I only saw it once.
Saw it the once, too, and...
And I remember thinking, that was okay.
That was decent.
But not, wow, what an action film.
Yeah. My friend Ken is funny about it because he's like, for all you know, like they set out to the ocean and it could have been nothing. They could have just done nothing but had sex with each other. And that would have made a better movie. Literally everything from their last radio broadcast is blind fucking guesswork as to what happened. Which I'm not holding against it. I'm just saying it's not a drama. I mean, it's not an action flick. At all.
No.
Not in the slightest.
I don't get that. But whatever. What do I know?
So I think what we're going to do is hit the next one, and then we're going to have a little talk about what makes a good action movie. I think that'd be a good idea.
Sure.
And I think doing five and then having the talk is the next one I'm kind of down with, but The Fugitive as an action film. It's a thriller, definitely.
It's a chase film.
Yes, but action, I mean...
There's action in it.
By that, you might as well put Fled on the list.
Yeah.
You gotta get Fled. It's, I don't know, man. It, like...
Bound.
Yeah.
That's some action in it.
Yeah, it has some action in it. Yeah.
Nah.
Now, The Fugitive, though, as much as I know, I'm not saying anything bad about the movie itself.
Like...
It's enjoyable. Tommy Lee Jones is...
Tommy Lee Jones.
As likable as Tommy Lee Jones gets, you know, he's being his regular affable self. I don't know. To me, it was more a detective thriller than an action. Which I think right now, let's have this discussion. What makes it an action movie to you?
Violence.
Yes.
With either guns.
Mm-hmm.
Or fists.
Mm-hmm.
Or bladed weapons.
Okay.
Or a combination of all three.
Uh-huh.
For the express purpose of guns, hands,
mm-hmm.
or bladed weapons.
Okay.
And or feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Violence. I mean, you're there, it's just made specifically for action.
And viscera.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily, you know, gore, but I mean, we're here for action.
It needs to be an emotional response based off of the tension of the situation.
Tough guy has his daughter kidnapped. It's just an excuse for him to go fuck up a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
That's what action is to me. That may be a very cloistered 80s kid kind of way of thinking about it, but that's how I think about it. I don't know if that's the true definition, but that's
Let's look at the prototypical, which are not on this list because they were before this.
Right.
That is Die Hard and Lethal Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it is the violence, but the violence that's used in a kind of realistic way, not necessarily realistic.
It doesn't have to be, but some movies have varying degrees of it. Mm-hmm. You know, some are more intelligently done, like Die Hard, and some are just out for the kill, like Commando or Cobra.
But it's the action that drives the plot. It's what makes
That's
it
why work. You're there.
Exactly.
And if you don't get that, you're very put out. No one walked into Perfect Storm and went, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I wanted more action. They didn't go there for action. They went there for the compelling human story and drama of this incredible situation.
Exactly. And that's not saying that there can't be a compelling story in an action movie. Like, look at The Killer.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, talk about a fucking gripping story that's being told. But there's action in there. There's a shitload of action. And it's action that is necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, you strip the action out of, Training Day. Remove the action. And I will say this. Rush Hour is an action film. May not be one you like.
No, it is.
There's no fucking denying that that's an action film.
I mean, Training Day is an example. You can take all the quote-unquote action out of it.
Yeah.
And the story is still compelling enough. It's still telling a story on its own.
The story is
because it's not about action. It just has action in it.
The beats are still intact. It was like when we talked about Shane Black, on that show. It's the action's there, and the plot is tied directly to it.
Right.
You take the action out of you find the action in Training Day, and then remove it. You still have a movie.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And I think that's what's missing with a lot of these is they're going with adventurous movies. And that whole action-adventure, this list is not the best action-adventure. They're action movies.
Right.
If you had changed these to action-adventure...
Oh, Indiana Jones and Star Wars and everything else could go on there.
Exactly. But those are adventure films more than anything. The next one I think does count as an action movie, though. The 300.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
That has guys sweating. It has...
people dying.
Abs.
I was just going... or do I?
don't lie. I'm going to grab a beer while you...
Well, grab two.
Okay.
While you... Yes, that is a full-on actioner. And someone who hadn't read the graphic novel, I don't know if it's necessarily faithful to it or not.
I'll say.
But I walked in there like, okay, dazzle me. Uh-huh. And walked out going, wow!
They dazzled me! That ghost got
me! That was great! I needed to kill more people. I want to go back again and see if they kill more people this time.
Why can't they make it the 500?
Yeah.
Make it a good even 6. I still haven't seen it all the way through.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things I try. I really do. I put forth the old, the college try on it. But then it starts going, I'm like...
people really die in that one.
Yeah. But you have to get through a whole lot of chest wax.
It's pretty dumb in that regard, but a lot of people get killed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
a lot of fantastic ideas of Persians, and I mean fantastic in the classical sense. Like, what the fuck? Why do those people have teeth and fangs and fang teeth and claws and glowing eyes? Why is that? Why do they have monsters? Why is there a goat man playing a flute in a tent? I don't know. All I know is they're bad. The Greeks are good, and they die.
Once you get past the Rocky III levels of homoeroticism in the beginning of it, and it's not like I have a problem with it, but it just sort of, it hits a point where I'm like, these dudes are going to start kissing, aren't they?
See? This is one of those things they turn around, and I'm the perfect mark for this kind of stuff. It's, you find out Rob Halford is gay, and I'm the guy going, really?
Yeah.
Like a dumb puppy?
Right.
Huh? It is?
Well, okay.
It is?
Okay. Well, this thing is, I don't care if everyone in it's gay. It's just that at a point it's like, is this a Man of War video? But it's... And I think by that point I'd seen the dude getting kicked into the pit parodied so many times that I was like, I just don't care anymore. Because, the whole Meet the Spartans came out, and they just ran ads without happening over and over to where it kind of got to me after a bit, it kind of... Where you're like, really? Fucking really? Really? You know, it's like you hear Lars Ulrich talk for a while, and you forget how great Kill 'Em All is.
That's true.
Just a second, you're like, oh, man, that's bullshit. And then you listen to it, you're like, oh. But if you heard Lars Ulrich talk and then someone played Enter Sandman, you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
I should kill myself because I like this band at one point. But then you listen to it, but it takes a little bit of you acclimating back to it.
Correct.
The next one is one that I'm almost embarrassed that I haven't seen because I have a copy of it and I've seen the first half of it. That's Black Hawk Down.
Oh, yeah.
How is it that I've never finished watching that?
What is it with you?
I don't know.
No guys kissed in Black Hawk Down, Jim.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Do guys hug?
Probably.
Are they related?
No, I don't know.
Okay, because if they're not, then why are you hugging a guy you're not related to?
Brothers in arms.
Okay, sure. I dig some of the ideas. And when I saw, I liked the prep for the battle, the Delta Force guys writing their blood type on the sole of their shoe. Mm. You got to admire the... I know exactly what I'm walking into mentality of that. But yeah, Black Hawk Down, I dug it. And it's,
I don't even see it again.
Yeah, it's from what I was told at one point in time, it was like a video game where literally every round that was fired killed a person.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool?
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome, Jim. I'm not
very awesome.
You know.
I mean, a terrible tragedy would happen and all that with our guys, anyway.
Yeah.
But,
it was tragic at the time, but...
For us.
Yeah.
The other side. Justice. Anyway,
rough
one
justice
week, what we got.
Child. Next up is an actioner, and I agree with it. Iron Man.
Yeah. It's there. We're there to see what the suit can do.
Yeah. It gets a little ham-fisted near the end, but that's kind of the curse of Favreau.
No, well, they saved the lion's share of the fisto ham for Iron Man Deuce.
Yeah, I've heard just horrid things. Have you watched it yet?
Oh, yeah.
How bad?
I may be done with comic book films.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to slap this movie around too much.
Uh-huh.
It is hot. I say, often posit, it's like, you know, asking the autistic kid to fit in.
Yeah.
It's a big dumb tentpole movie to make a lot of money, so other movies can be made from that because. But so people eventually will make other films from the money this got.
Right.
Brought in, rather.
Uh-huh.
So it's just one loud neon distraction.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If I can quote Tool.
Nice.
It's just... See, but it just goes on, and it doesn't make any goddamn sense, and everything's loud, and none of the characters are really talking to each other, they're talking at each other, and it doesn't make any sense, and it's loud, and...
Well, the first one I'll jump back to is really liking, because it got... It did the creation thing without being boring.
Well, it didn't take itself all that seriously.
And that's what fucking killed it, is it took the Tony Stark attitude to it.
Yeah.
That, hey, we're here to make a movie and have some fun, peace, you know. Yes, it's fantastic.
Got that kind of... wears off in the second one.
Yeah, I can
imagine. The swagger's gone and you've got the joke. So it may be there for people that are more receptive to it, but I was like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay. You're together. Oh, maybe you're not together. Maybe you have a drinking problem. Maybe Daddy had a drinking problem. Maybe you make another suit. Maybe you'll make two suits. I don't care anymore.
They need to do the... If they had the balls to do Demon in a Bottle, I would have been a little more behind it, but they didn't go to it. Now, what was it that I was just about to say about... Oh, here's what kills me about a movie like Iron Man. Saw it with this lady that I was going out with, and afterwards she was like, I just have a hard time believing that, you know, they'd go to Burger King after he gets out.
That was implausible?
Yes, that's
Burger King?
Yeah, I looked at it, I was like, what?
It's the second biggest burger chain in America, lady!
That's the problem? Well, he's rich.
Not the lack of stabilizers on his suit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, or the fact that he's got a goddamn cold fusion converter fused with his chest.
Yeah.
Fine.
But Burger King. I have it your way.
Yeah, I was like...
Broiled?
Well, you don't eat meat, so you don't understand. Well, I just, you know, he's rich, he can have whatever he wants. Like, it's not about that, stupid. You idiot. You dumb idiot. We're no longer dating.
That well, yeah. If you were, you aren't now.
You big stupid dummy.
Wow.
It's about convenience.
It's confounding.
Yeah, fast food is not about getting good food. It's about getting food
fast,
and forgetting about it.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. If I'd gone 2 months living in some fucking sand hut in the middle of nowhere without a cow in sight, I'd go anywhere. I mean, shortstop, fine.
Sure.
Literally, stop at the first place with a drive-thru.
Right.
I want to just cram some cow flesh down my gullet.
But not an Arby's.
No.
No. That's a fat guy saying that, by the way.
Fat guy with coupons.
Yes.
Arby's. Yeah, I'm so hungry I can eat it. Arby's is one of those places that seems like a good idea.
Never a good idea.
But there's times where it's like, you know, a roast beef sandwich, and then you see one. For real, not the commercial. When you see one, and you're like,
I had a friend in college who managed one in North Austin.
And
I've seen those fucking sack of meat,
vacuum sealed,
big,
shredded meat,
like salt lick block of meat
in
product. Yeah,
meat
sure.
Yeah. But get it with some horsey sauce and cheese.
Not even on half an ounce of the kindest of kind buds. First of all, you couldn't get to an Arby's if you had that much in you.
Hope actually talks about the only place that's worse than an Arby's or whatever. She worked at Austin Java. She's like, I will never eat anything that has been made at a Java.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a coffee place in Austin that does food and shit.
Oh.
She said it is the dirtiest kitchen you'll ever imagine.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. She's like where you're pushing rat turds off the top of the salads.
Yeah,
there it is.
Right.
But
all the breadsticks you can eat. That's all I'm going to say. Yay!
Anyway, Iron Man was good. He went to... Okay, yeah. Sure, he can fly.
Don't fuck up about that.
Yeah.
Burger King. Everything tastes like orange grease. But if you've been in Afghanistan or Turkmenistan or really
Afghanistan,
it does. Everything at Burger King tastes like orange grease.
And suddenly you're like, wow, this looks great.
Vermont, you want to go to Burger King.
This is also the girl who found issue with V for Vendetta with the fact that they were using Dells. There's been a cataclysmic economic, but they were able to use Dells. Do you not know what fucking multinational means, stupid?
Do we also know that Sky Fox is pretty sure that V is not a Catholic?
I got it. Anyway.
Yes, and now just every woman who ever listens is like, he's so terrible.
He's not a nice person. None of them are not nice.
You stupid,
people.
stupid idiot. Oddly, it didn't last.
Yeah. Shocking.
Next up,
Star-Crossed Lovers.
I'm gonna see if you're able to guess the name of this by my giving you your description of it. This movie is a perfect combination of dumb and dumb.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time.
Yes. No, it's not, actually. No. You describe this as the perfect marriage of dumb and dumb.
I don't remember.
Transformers.
It is dumb.
Yes.
And dumb.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes. And it...
Like the Marriage of Figaro, but with dumb.
Yeah, no barbers. Surprisingly few barbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sequel, that's one where I just watched the sequel with Rip.
Oh, my God. That is a nightmare.
And I just was... The whole time, like, John Turturro.
Yeah.
Those are robot balls.
Yeah, well,
don't let those robot balls hit you in the face, John Turturro.
Martin Fink's not paying the rent.
Yeah, apparently. Jesus. Yeah, Transformers 1 was... It was a passable evening's entertainment for a majority of it.
There was one reason for me to watch Transformers, the first one.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what are they going to do with the robot transformationings? Like, oh, I got it. Uh-huh. And wow, that's pretty complicated and pretty neat how they did that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm done. Uh-huh. And then I just sat out the rest of the film.
Yeah. And they kept doing it, and the AllSparks and Megan Fox talking way too much.
It's true.
Like a confounding amount of conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they turned Bumblebee into a Camaro.
Got it. There was an ostrich and Bernie Mac.
Yes, there were both of those things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was actually the best part of the movie, other than Megan Fox not being hard on the ass.
Yeah. It was the best part of the movie that made noise.
Yes.
Bernie Mac.
Very good.
Which is often the case, because I really like Bernie Mac.
Yes.
His show...
Very funny man.
...was great, what? And he has my favorite statement about child rearing. You old enough to talk back, you old enough to get punched in the throat or the stomach.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you very much, Bernie Mac.
Expiatum Patre.
Yes. LaMondula. Yeah, Transformers. Enough said about that. The next one spawned some bullshit.
It's not Spawn, is it?
No.
That's bullshit.
The next one spawned some nonsense and got Johnny Depp an Oscar nomination.
Oh, Pirates?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, the first one I liked, but not enough to go back and rewatch. The second one was... just a giant skillet of nonsense. And the third one was just a big pot pie of stupidity. And the first one was like an enjoyably dumb sandwich that you could eat and forget. The second one was just... Yeah, I kind of...
Why would they get a dumb sandwich? Why would they go to Subway?
I don't know why I got hung up on food there. I'm so stuffed right now. I'm not even thinking of it. I'm so full of ribs. It's not even funny. But... the first one, granted, I've only seen the first one once, and I'm like...
Same here.
Fucking sword fights and...
What? I used to like fucking ride at Disney World. There's a Disneyland. Okay, yeah.
And Johnny Depp's entrance was fucking legendary. We were standing on the top of the ship.
Yeah, sure.
That was cool.
Whatever.
I didn't need the other two. If they left it alone, I could get more behind this movie. If it had been one, I'd have been fine with it.
Sure.
Let it fucking go, son.
Well, it'd mean a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, back the fucking truck up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it made enough money to get Disney's attention.
Way to go, Gore Verbinski.
Yeah.
I made Ring, and then I made this thing about pirates.
Well, apparently they're going to transform Tom Sawyer's Island at Disneyland into like a Pirates of the Caribbean thing. Because fuck literacy, squarely in the jaw.
Huh.
Yeah.
I could have gone the rest of the night without knowing that.
Well, now you do. And nanny nanny boo boo, stick your head.
Have it your way.
So yeah, pirates. The next one, speed. That is a movie that should have been, that was a step away from needing to be direct to video.
Yeah.
Like, how that thing became huge just...
I saw it in the theater.
Blows my mind. It's...
I guess it's an action movie.
Oh, yeah, it's an action movie. No doubt.
But on the best of the past 20 years?
If they were the most popular, maybe.
I don't know.
They jumped a bus, which is pretty action-packed. Have you ever been on a bus?
Yeah.
I mean, that alone, if it had just been dudes on a bus for an hour, because, I mean, you're lucky to get off alive.
That's true.
I mean, it's fucking hairy.
Yeah. You could die by the amount of Waffle House one would eat. It's true.
Smells like a fucking Waffle House sink.
Yeah.
It's just awful. I remember once taking a bus back from ACC to my dorm, and like a homeless dude passed out in the stairway so you couldn't get out because his fucking smelly-ass bum was there. And I guess part of me should have felt, I don't know, sympathy. But I didn't at all. I felt rage. I wanted to jump on his spine.
Right. Right. Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. That's the teacher in me talking.
Good. That's good.
I wanted
good
to jump on his spine.
Educator and man who ensures your home didn't fall down. Right here.
Yeah. Welcome to it. The next to me should have been way fucking higher on this list. Like, incredibly higher.
Bloodsport.
True Lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is when James Cameron said, I'm going to do stupid romance and puppets. You like puppets, right?
Everybody likes puppets.
Hey,
man.
Who doesn't want a puppet?
They're like cats, but they're blue and tall. They live in a big tree, and their god's a tree, but it's really the planet and the trees. It's whatever.
It's an each one life, Jimmy.
That's right. That's a blue cat people in the jungle.
It's an idea that I had. If he hadn't made, like, seriously, had he not made the kind of money he did off Titanic and went to a studio with the idea for Avatar, they would have been like,
he'd have shot him.
You need to get the fuck out now. Like, out of California.
He'd have got the big heave-ho.
Yeah.
Out the gates.
And Schwarzenegger himself would have driven him to the state line.
That's right.
You're not coming back.
You're not coming back, Jimmy.
But True Lies, that was one where my sister gives insanely detailed accounts of films. Like, I think you'll enjoy this. Let me tell you everything that happens in it. Like, you just get exhaustive amounts of film now. And she basically walked me through it to the point that when I saw it, I was like,
ah,
we know what's going to happen all the way through this.
And Tom Arnold.
Tom
Arnold. Surprisingly funny.
Freaking classic in it. The horse on top of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Just running for it. And the horse is like, nope. We're good here. We are good. But that's what, to me, this is what an action movie should be. It's big and dumb, and you care about the action that happens, and the protagonist is better than you.
Yeah.
I mean, period. He's better than you are. And there's a dude who gets hung off a missile by a backpack.
That's right.
What more do you need?
I don't know.
I mean... Jamie Lee Curtis doing that dance. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Hermaphrodite or no?
I don't know.
Damn.
Damn indeed.
Damn indeed. I don't think anything needs to be said about that.
No, it was a good film. I enjoyed it.
The next one, The Head Scratcher.
Right.
Three Kings.
Yay.
There is some...
It's a good movie.
And there are some great action beats in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie about that. Spike Jones was piss your pants hilarious.
Yes.
You mean those little cubes you put in hot water to make soup? That line always strikes me as funny when he talks about gold, you know, the sheik's had this many, you know, pounds of gold bullion. Mm-hmm. Spike Jones like, you mean those little cubes you put in hot water to make soup? And George Clooney looks at him and says, no, I don't mean those little cubes you put in hot water to make soup. If he had just said no, it would have been kind of a throwaway, but the fact that he repeats the whole thing to him
right.
makes it brilliant.
That would be a boring soup, by the way.
Yes. Wouldn't it be more of a broth?
It would be.
I know things. I get that. I learned that by watching you.
Now, let's go to Burger King.
Yes, let's go to Burger King and Arby's and mix it all together in a blender
right.
with some beef bouillon. God, I just made myself sick.
Yes.
But no, Three Kings. Three Kings. It's a decent war film, but it's not even a war film. That one's so hard to categorize, but...
Battle film?
I wouldn't put it as action. It's more of a heist film.
It's a heist in a battlefield.
Yeah. It's more Kelly's Heroes-esque, but it doesn't even have as much action as that.
No.
And it's a solidly good flip.
Oh, very good.
But by no means would I call it an action film.
Not necessarily.
Spider-Man, number six.
Spider-Man.
Got to agree with that, man. The Raimi, Spider-Man 1 and 2,
yeah,
I was behind entirely.
Especially 2.
Especially 2. How this isn't 2 baffles. Because 2 was solidly a better film.
Absolutely.
Like, ridiculously
in every
a
way.
Film. Yeah. Even from the action beats, it was a better film.
Yes.
I mean, this has some cool
the
ones.
The train scene alone.
Oh, the... Oh, God. Oh, and then the people... He's just a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that... And the conflict with the bad guy was so great. And everything. I don't know why they went for this. Because, I mean... There was a lot more action in the other one. I mean, the origin story in Spider-Man 1 mm-hmm. took away too much from the action.
Yeah, it did.
But
See, the superhero movies, I always think of as adventure films.
Yes.
So, I can't rectify all
the
this.
The thing is, there are action... Like, see, the thing
like
is...
Batman Returns and Dark Knight... Batman Begins, rather. Batman Returns.
Yeah.
There is no action in Batman Returns.
Well, to me, I still class those as action because, to me, adventure is more the Indiana Jones stuff, where it's the action is more based off of moving forward to complete a goal, not resolving a conflict between A and B.
Right.
To me, action is the resolution of a conflict between two people by the use of the only thing that a man understands, which is these fucking hammers God put at the end of our arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That pick up guns.
Yes.
Or throw webs.
In hell yeah. Yes. Or throw people.
Right.
Bust you through a wall. That's action, brother.
Nice promo.
Yeah. There we go. That's action, brother.
See you at Survivor Series.
I'm going to read you the description for the next one. James Bond gets a shot in the arm and a new life on screen thanks to the hunky and brutal Daniel Craig.
Oh, Quantum of Solace.
Yes.
I was joking.
No, it is Quantum of Solace.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, that is the fucking stupidest thing.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, yes, yes. One more time.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just because the guy played cards for a little interval?
Yeah.
In the first one? Come on.
I mean, sorry, the parkour chase scene at the beginning of Casino Royale is more compelling.
I still like that, and I'm tapped the fuck out with parkour.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish that you guys could see his face right now.
That's puzzling.
What?
Genuinely puzzling. I was joking.
The entire...
As I'm up to do.
Yeah. When you said it, I almost wanted to lead you a little more.
Quantum Solace. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Nope.
And that was one people wanted to be so great. Dude, I worked and was like, that's the best Bond movie and that's the hottest Bond
you
chick.
You want it to be, and
yeah.
She isn't.
No, she's not. Hottest Bond chick to me. Broad from Russia with Love.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, Jane... Oh, well, we're going to do a Bond show. We're going to do a couple of Bond shows. We're actually... Mm. Oh, my God. Hollywood Celebrity Day, probably 3 Bond shows.
That's naughty of us.
Yeah, it's so terrible. We're bad.
Bad people.
We're very bad. But, Quantum was...
It's bizarre. It's truly bizarre.
Fucking good movie.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Draw a line through that and let's move on. That's ridiculous.
That is the stupidest shit I've ever... Fuck, I'm sorry. The License to Kill is better than Quantum of Solace.
And it's more of a straight action movie.
Yeah.
Actually. It's more like an American action movie than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
which is kind of its problem.
Hold the fucking phone. We're putting Quantum, but not GoldenEye.
Yeah, ridiculous. I bet. For England, James. For England, Alec. Yeah, that is garbage. I hate everything about that list. I'm going to roll it up and smoke it.
Now, the next few I think you might be okay... Well, some of these you'll be okay with. They went with one with a two-part film, and they went with the more action-oriented part. Guess what it is?
Yeah.
Kill Bill 1.
Yeah.
Now, that has got some...
Yes.
That has got some great action in it.
Yes.
And also, I think Kill Bill Volume 1 sports the most brutally realistic fist fight I've ever seen in a movie between Vivica Fox and Uma Thurman's beating seven shades of shit out of each other in the living room. Because that's what a fight looks like. It's not sexy and skillful. It's how can I stop this person?
Right.
Slamming through stuff, sweaty and fucking spitting saliva and blood and... knives and cereal.
Guns in the cereal boxes.
That movie has everything.
Baby clothes.
And what's it called? When she slashes Lucy Liu across the back.
Yeah.
And that look on her face, that was a maiming shot. And just, I'm so sorry for what I just said.
Yeah, that's
beautiful. It's a great scene. There are beautiful visuals in it.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of folks who don't get into Kill Bill. Whatever.
That's cool.
Not necessarily.
More for us.
Exactly. It ain't necessarily your cup. Whatever.
Whatever.
I can get down with it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Me too.
So. And also, I don't ever want to see them put together as one film.
No. No.
The differences are too great.
Yeah, yes, they are. Just it would be very jarring.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very jarring.
Uh-huh. Next one. Odd choice. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
There are better examples of that kind of action movie.
Yes.
A whole lot. That may be one of the more skillfully made of those.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree.
Right.
A little more artsy-fartsy.
Yes. And that's why I think it's on here, is for the prestige vote.
Yeah, probably. But there are a lot of others that could have made that list before that.
Right.
I mean, just for pure action.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, it's a good movie.
Well, I could have gotten behind Hero almost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I mean,
Hero. I damn near stood up and applauded in the theater.
Oh.
I was just...
Yeah, at the end. Well, and it's because I love me some Jet Li.
Sure.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. Chow Yun-Fat is the man in my world. There is Chow and then all others.
Right.
Celestials. But you put Jet Li in something... I'm there.
Right.
I'm fucking there. And so far as this type of action piece goes, this movie is more Jet Li wheelhouse. Jet Li couldn't have played that character, though. They needed the Chow Yun-Fat, just stoic.
Yeah.
Here's how it's done.
I agree.
I love me some Chow Yun-Fat. And I love me some Michelle Yeoh. Mm-hmm. And that Zhang Ziyi, she is easy on the eyes.
She is.
And she's like David Spade tiny.
Yeah, because it's not David Spade hot.
Yeah, that's
not true. At all.
Yes. So now we're to number two. See, I like Crouching Tiger, but it's just an odd choice.
That's odd, yeah.
Born Identity.
Yes.
Yes. And I dig what happened with the other two, but like Green Grass with the camera stuff, it's so... jarring in a lot of ways.
Very.
It's such... And so far as straight action without any of the hoopla,
mm-hmm.
This one really nails it. Because this... Like, the others are as great as they are. This one, I really get into the, like, origin of the spy. The spy... Because it turns the spy into the everyman.
Yeah.
It's like a Hitchcock movie, but then it turns out, oh, no, you really are a badass.
So, good for you.
Yeah. Good for you.
That would come in handy when these people try to kill you. That you're not just some freakazoid.
Yeah.
That's right. A zoid.
A zoid. Huzzah, brother. Huzzah. But yeah, I, of those three, I dig Supremacy and Ultimatum, or Ultimatum and Supremacy, or Ding Dong and Hoo Ha, or mm-hmm. Click Clack and Wiggity Woo, whatever right. order they go in.
Working title of it, actually.
Yeah, it was Click Clack.
Wiggity Woo.
Wiggity Woo.
The born Wiggity Woo.
Oh, man.
That'd be a nod to John Woo.
Yeah.
As to avoid anything he did.
Yes.
In America.
Mm-hmm. But Born Identity, to me, it's the one that I'll go back and watch multiple times. It really is the one that yeah. I'll go back in and explore again.
Very good.
Yeah. Number one, The Dark Knight. And, like, to me...
Again, it falls under adventure, even though that's the most light on adventure, necessarily. Uh-huh. It's not really adventure at all.
And that is a hella action-driven fucking
plot. Oh, yes, it is.
Man. That is crazy action-driven.
Yes.
And so far as that goes, yeah, you can't get better. Although, okay, and I'm going to... I know I've mentioned this before, but everyone is like, oh, thank God they replaced Katie Holmes with Maggie Gyllenhaal. Maggie Gyllenhaal seemed as though she was amused to be on set the whole time.
The... What she was supposed to bring didn't seem like she showed up with.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
As far as... Well, she's a better actor than Katie Holmes. Yes, she is.
Yes.
Actress, but... It could have been anybody in that... The way she performed mm-hmm. in that film, they could have been anybody.
Yeah. And the thing is, I never thought Katie Holmes did anything particularly bad.
She was in the wrong weight class.
Yeah.
With yes. the surrounding characters. She just wasn't meant yeah. to be there.
Yeah.
And one of these things, I like the other. Katie Holmes.
Damn Holmes.
That's right, Holmes.
Mm. But no, like, seriously, The Dark Knight, there's nothing bad I can say about that.
No, it makes sense, and it made a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and that means a lot.
And that's all that really matters, right, kids?
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's what's weird about this list, man. IMDb editors... I mean, we've got movies on this thing that don't make a bit of fucking sense. I mean, really, what was the rationale behind saying Perfect Storm, one of the best action films? It's like calling Gandhi an action movie because there's a scene where all those people get shot.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it makes as much sense as an action film. I just don't get it, man.
I don't understand.
Doesn't make a goddamn bit of sense. Well.
Anyway.
I think that we've talked through this, and this, I think, could be a perfect segue to go into...
Our Burger King segment.
Our Burger King segment.
I got it again,
fast
again.
Fast food tie-ins. Our big bag of floppy roast beef with au jus.
Right.
Why don't we do an action movie show? Where we do our top tens on action movies as a fuck you to IMDb and say, bitches, this is how it works.
Okay.
Okay, so... Maybe not next week, but soon.
But what are some of you, the beloved listeners, favorite action films?
That.
What do they think?
Yeah, what do you guys think of this list and your own list?
Yeah.
And by that, I don't just mean Phil and Stuart and Hunter and Wait, Matt. I'm talking...
Those are the only people who listen to us.
Yeah, apparently.
The Adams.
Yeah, the Adams. Here's the thing. Let us know your shit. Let us know what you like. Email us at thefilmthugs@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Go to thefilmthugs.com. All that stuff.
And Twitter.
And Twitter.
Of which I joined.
What?
This week.
You're shitting me.
No, I am.
I don't even...
Can see all my crazy radical right-wing mantra. What's that?
Now, do you actually tweet?
Not yet. Okay. But I am a member.
You're a member. Well, that's half the battle.
I don't... really have much to say.
Well, yeah, it's Twitter. No one does.
Yeah, so I don't know why I did it, but I was bored.
You're done.
And the apps on my BlackBerry, so I'm like, okay.
What, you can't just text me what you're doing?
Yeah, say. I'm smoking a cigarette.
Great. Stop sending me these texts.
So there.
Yes. Well, send us what you think, and we'll put you on. We proved that. We will put your shit on.
Oh, yeah.
So do that. And who knows what we're doing next time.
You'll find out.
You'll find out. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for listening again. I want to apologize once more for the technical problems that made this one sound so bad. We figured out what the issue is, and it has been addressed and corrected. Musically on this, we used Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart. Right now you're hearing Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes. Clip-wise, Kill Bill, True Lies, The Fugitive, The Dark Knight, and Iron Man. Next time, I think we might end up having to do Hunters from the Midnight Movies. Cowboys subjected us to something, and we think we might have to unleash that on you guys next. Whatever it'll be fun. Bye.
It's someone's nephew. Don't forget to validate your parking. And for all of you good people in the Midwest, I'm sorry we said fuck so much. Say goodnight.
Thanks again.
Now go. Vanish.
Did you fucking apologize? What's the matter with you?
Listen, thug means never having to say you're sorry.